Okay, so in the Shlishi of Truma, we have, of course, as we alluded to yesterday, the description of the menorah, which is Miksha. And then we have we move on to the covers of the Mishkan, the Ohel, and then the Michseh. Machlokes Rabbi Nechami, Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're talking about one Michseh comprised of Oros Yalim Odamim and Oros Techashim, or two different coverings, that would be the sheet of Rabbi Nechami. There's two distinct coverings layered on top of each other. First, the Aros Yalim Mi'odamim, and then the Aros Techashim Milmala. Our focus will be on the menorah, and actually on two comments made by Rashi that might appear to be in tension with each other. V'asisa menorah zahav tahor, the Aliyah begins, Miksha, we discussed yesterday, we think that's a reflection of the special role that the menorah has in terms of projecting the light of the, you know, Aron outwards, outside of the Kodesh Kadashim, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, and Torah Sashem Tmima, we spoke about yesterday. All the intricacies of the menorah, the large sections, the small sections, it's all part of the din of miksha. The passive voice, if you look in the margins of Rashi, it says it's based on the Gemara Menachos Chavtes. You actually don't find this there. You find the alternative limud, which I'll present in just a moment. What does it say? Te'aseh menorah. Me'eleha, l'fishay ha-moshim iskasheba. Moshe had a difficult time with the menorah. So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, hashlich es hakikar l'or. So just take the kikar and throw it into the or, into the fire. V'hinaseis me'eleha, right? This isn't the Egel Azav, but similar kind of an idea. L'kach lo nichtav tasa, but rather te'aseh. So Moshe had trouble in terms of the construction of the Mishkan. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told you, you know, I'll give you, you know, a freebie. Hashlich es hakikar l'or, v'hinaseis me'eleha. That's why miksha te'aseh haminorah yirecha v'kana. Just a little bit later on, this is indeed what we find in the Gemara Menachos of Daf Chavtes. Pasuk says, "Ureva se betav nisam asher atamor ebahar." There, the Gemara in Menachos says, "Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aron shel Eish v'shulchan shel Eish menorah shel Eish yardu min hashemayim v'ra'a Moshe v'asa kimosan." So Moshe was able to execute it only after Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him, menorah being one of the kelim that this applied to, the Aron and the Shulchan being the other two. Shenema ureva se betav nisam. Asher atam mor ebahar. That is, in fact, the Gemara Menachos Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph. Rashi, Ureva say, Ra kan behar tavnis shani maroscha, magid sheniskasha Moshe b'maisa ha-menorah, ad shehir lo Kadosh Baruch Hu menorah shel esh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the menorah shel esh, and then the implication is that Moshe was able to do it. But wait a second. Didn't we just say that Rashi himself quotes at the outset of the Aliyah, in fact, Moshe couldn't do it. So Rashi is quoting two traditions that seem to be at odds with each other. One of them is that, you know, Moshe just had to, I wouldn't say throw in the towel, but throw in the kikar, you know, on the one hand. On the other hand is, you know, Moshe couldn't really, you know, do it until Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, you know, a little bit of extra help, a lifeline, you know, Ureva se betav nisam asher atam or eh. Bahar, and then, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Gemara Menachos, that Rashi is drawing from, the implication is anyway that he was able to do it. Ure'ei va'asei, right, that he did it. B'tav nisam asher atam or e'bahar, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the help, but Moshe was able, you know, to construct it on the basis of the additional image. This is, they call it, different methods of learning. So the visual learning that went on, Ure'ei va'asei, b'tav nisam asher atam or e'bahar. So these Rashis, on some level, are in fact in tension with each other, whether you think the menorah was sort of made of its own accord, or whether or not you think that Moshe was able to do it once he had the additional help. I think what's absolutely critical, you know, to think about in light of these two Rashis is something of a broader lesson that we might be able to extract when it comes to Avodas Hashem more broadly. You know, sometimes what we face is challenges of execution. You know, we know what we're supposed to do, but it's a very difficult thing to do. And that's really Keneged, the first Rashi, you know, Te'aseh HaMenorah, it's not going to be Ta'aseh, it's going to be Na'aseh Me'eleha, that we reach certain limits and, you know, we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of has to drag us across the finish line. We do our part, but ultimately it's insufficient and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, you know, be mashlim the avoda al yadenu. Sometimes there are failures of execution, let's call them limits of execution, and that I think is part of the idea here. Miksha te aseha menorah yerecha v'kana givya kaftorah ufracha mimena yihiyu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was unable to execute the menorah. It was so intricate. Kaftoreha, fracheha, givyeha, you know, the challenges of miksha. And in terms of the asiyah, you had to rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But sometimes it's not really a problem of asiyah, but it's a problem of ri'iyah. It's a problem of our capacity to even envision what something will look like. So according to the second Rashi, ure'eh va'aseh, B'tav nisam asher atam or ebahar, right, based on the Gemara Menachos, daf chavtes, sometimes the problem is more profound. It's more far-reaching. It's not that we know what we need to do, but we may not have the discipline, we may not have the time, we may not have the other kinds of kalim that will get us there. You know, the will is there, but we're just not able to, execute this. But sometimes we can't even envision what success might actually look like. And what we need in that situation is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us a vision of success. Sometimes, you know, it's even another person that shows us a vision of what it might look like and opens our eyes to an understanding of a completely, different and alternative method of doing something or of being someone. And I think that these two poles in Rashi, even if they are in, you know, the same aliyah with respect to menorah, both can't be true. Moshe both can't have made the menorah and the menorah having made itself. I think that is a stira. But if we take the Rashis holistically, I think what Rashi is really trying to point out is that even Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the Av HaNeviim, you know, sometimes it was hard for him at the level of asiyah, and sometimes it was even hard for him at the level of ri'iyah. And I think what we have to be particularly careful about are those kinds of limitations of ri'iyah. Sometimes, you know, we don't get to the level of asiyah only because we can't even envision what it would look like. So according to that chazal, Menachos Chavtas, once Moshe was able to see it, ure'eh va'aseh, then he was able to execute it. And so we always have to ask ourselves, between these two Rashis, why am I not able to do something? Is it because, you know, I know what I should be doing, I know what it looks like, I'm just not able to do it? Okay, so that's one level, you know, of limitation. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can drag us, as I say, across the finish line, miksha te'aseh ha-menorah, yirecha v'kana, just throw the kikar in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. But sometimes, our inability to do something is because we don't even know what it looks like. Right? We don't have the right role model, we don't have the right image in front of us. And then what we have to try to do, or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can sometimes help us with in this respect, ure'eh va'aseh, is to have the ri'iyah, which will enable us, God willing, to complete the asiyah, whether you're talking about the menorah, or as the Gemara says, whether you're talking about the Aron or the Shulchan as well, or you're talking about any other noble and very laudable goal in Avodas Hashem. Everybody have a great day.